ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शचीपुत्रम् अत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माधुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथितः कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साकजातं सहगणरघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं भजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सुलंगा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। या प्लीज सिट डाउन एंड लिसन, वी हैव अ प्रोफेशनल video man here, but it's better he can just stand at one side and not disturb the class. He can just from one side he can shoot. If he's wandering around here and there, it's just a disturbance. Okay, so thank you very much for welcoming me here. Since I first came to this sacred land of India 40 years ago, I've traveled in hundreds, maybe thousands of towns and villages. This is the first time I came to this Tiruchendur. You may ask why, as devotees of Krishna, we're coming to a place of Murugan. Well, almost certainly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. We are followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who traveled to literally thousands of places in this whole area of Dakshinatya, South India. And he visited not only Vaishnav Tirthas, but also Tirthas of different demigods. And he went everywhere. Did you get the sense of demigod there? You say Devam, Devaran. They understand the difference? Itara Devaran, I guess you can say. All Sanskrit. Itara is Sanskrit also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went everywhere and inspired people to chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What's the translation of that? Anyone know the translation of that? Translate. Does anyone know the translation? What is the translation of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
What is this? You have to translate what I said. What do you have to ask? What is the translation? You might think it's a strange question. Obviously, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra in every language it's the same. Because this transcends all languages. I don't speak your language. But we can all be united in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So, by the grace of our most merciful spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, I'm able to come here and request you all to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir and Yata. Give the translation. Along with chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, one should try to understand the philosophy of the Vedas as given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. This is the most important book of spiritual knowledge. Many people ask, how is it that coming from a Christian country, I have taken up this Krishna bhakti? One of the main reasons is because only in Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita did we find the real essence of spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge begins with understanding that I am not this body. This body is temporary. I am eternal. You are eternal. Before this body existed, I existed. After this body dies, I shall continue to live. If we don't understand this and simply lead our life for ahara nidra bhai maitun, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then we are no better than animals. Today is the anniversary of the day on which Lord Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. That was over 5,000 years ago. We might think something spoken 5,000 years ago, what relevance is it to us today?
Mm-hmm.
but that is eternal spiritual knowledge. We may think so many things have changed in 5,000 years. Even in 50 years, so many things have changed. Persons here who are more than 50 years old, they can attest how much Tiruchendur has changed in the last 50 or 60 years. Fifty years ago, it was unimaginable that there could be such a nice mandapam with electric lights like this in Tiruchendur. Even if there are electric lights, there wouldn't be any electricity supply most of the time. This was my experience in India 40 years ago, so it must have been like that 50 years ago. So we tend to think that we are always making progress as time goes on. But actually, unless we understand the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, we're not making progress at all. If you live in a very comfortable, air-conditioned house, but in your next life you become a rat or a cockroach in that house, what is the benefit? Yeah, and this actually happens. People don't know. Once our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he was visiting Stockholm, the capital of Sweden. And our devotees, they were just going there for the first time preaching. They had rented an apartment in a building there. So Srila Prabhupada saw a rat running in that apartment. And with his spiritual vision, he said that this rat was formerly the owner of this building. He was so much attached to it that he came back again as a rat in the same building. So people don't know the value of human life. Human life is meant for getting free from birth and death. Without this endeavor, we are simply wasting our life. Ladva sudurla bamidang bahu sambhavante manusham artitam anityam api hadhira turnam yatetena patetanu mrityayava nishrayasayo vishayakalu sarvatasyat. Lord Krishna teaches that we have got this human life after many, many births. It won't last very long. These little children are running around and the older people are saying, "Stop! Don't run around. Behave yourself." Yeah, If we come back in 20 or 30 years, their children will be running around and they will say to them, stop, behave yourself, sit down. And if we come back in another 20 or 30 years, we won't. We'll be gone. Yes. We'll all be gone very soon. If you see someone, he's going off on a journey and you ask him, where are you going? He says, I don't know. You'll think, he's a big, what do you call that? Mutal. Big fool. So we're all on a journey. We're all on a journey. It's called, in Bhagavad Gita, it's called Sharira Yatra, the body's journey. Dehino svinyatha dehe kaumarang yovanangjara tatha dehantara praptihi. We get a body, small body, becomes a big body, becomes an old body, becomes a dead body. What happens after that? Yang yang vapi smaran bhavam tyajyante kalevarang tang tame vaiti kanteya sadatad bhava bhavitaha. According to the consciousness at the time of death, we get the next body. If throughout our life we cultivate animalistic consciousness, then we get the body of an animal. What is animalistic consciousness? Ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha samanyam etat pashubhyena ranam. Humans and animals both eat, sleep, mate and defend. Gyano hitesham madhiko vishesham gyanena hina pashubhyena ranam. The opportunity to acquire knowledge is the specific facility of human life, without which a human is nothing more than an animal. So knowledge doesn't mean to get a university degree so that you can get a job in America. Real knowledge means to understand, who am I, where am I going? It's a symptom of this strange situation in Kali Yuga that our Ved Narayana here, he went to America with no spirit, he went there with material knowledge and came back with spiritual knowledge. I think you all know. They all know, is it? That you hear. That in the Bhagavat Mahatma, it said that in Kali Yuga, the Bhakti Devi will go to the Videsham, to the foreign places. Bhagavat Mahatma of the Padma Purana. Figuratively, it is described there that Bhakti Devi is supported by her two sons, Vairagya and Vidya. Bhakti Devi But in Kali Yoga, Vairagya and Vidya are vanishing away. They become very weak. Anyway, labdhva sudurlabhamidang bahu sambhavante manusha maritamapi. One should, before dying, we all have to die, so one should consider, what do I have to do before dying so that I don't get born again? And if you think, I want to enjoy sense gratification, we should consider that is available in every species of life. We all like to eat nice food. Especially, I think there may be many people here of Brahmana caste. So it said, Brahmana Bhojana Priya. Of course, we're not Krishna conscious for everyone. We don't have any discrimination. I'm just using this as an example. But the same pleasure we get from eating food, the frog gets, he sticks out his tongue, catches some insect, and feels, oh, very good meal. When the frog has eaten enough insects, then he feels very happy and he burps, he makes a noise. Wah, wah. Maybe living in the city you don't hear, but if you live in the country you can hear the frogs. They make a big noise. So he's feeling very satisfied and burping. Then the snake comes along and eats him. And the snake is feeling, oh, now I ate some frogs. Now I'm feeling very satisfied. Then who will kill the snake? Is the hawk, the Garuda will come, kill the snake? Or maybe Murugan's peacock will come and kill the snake? Or the mongoose will come and kill the snake? So in this world, everyone is enjoying eating one way or the other. But human life is meant for purification. Kayena manasa bhudya kevalair indriyairapi yoginam karma kurvanti tyaktva sangatma shuddhaya. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the yogis, they all their activities, they use their body, their minds, their words, everything for the sake of Atma Shuddhi, purification. Giving up material attachments. They do everything for this purpose. Krishna tells Arjuna he should become a yogi. Tapasvi bhyodiko yogi. He told Arjuna, then better than being a tapasvi is being a yogi.
Tapasvi
Jnani bhyo pi mato dekaha. Better than being a jnani is being a yogi. Karmi bhyascha dekho yogi. Better than being a karmi is being a yogi. Tasmad yogi bhavarjuna. Therefore, he told Arjuna, you should be a yogi. So the message of Bhagavad Gita is that everyone should become a yogi. Bhagavad Gita is a yoga shastra. It's about yoga. At the end of every chapter, the Bhagavad Gita is described as a yoga shastra. Atha Bhagavad Gita Upanishatsu Brahma Vidyayang Yoga Shastra Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambade Arjuna Arjuna Sambade Yoga Prathamadhyaya. The first, each chapter ends like that. It's described as Brahma Vidya Yoga Shastra. So I may say, well, what is this? How can I become a yogi? Krishna told Arjuna, it was Arjuna Vishada. Arjuna, in his depression, he told him to become a yogi. So Arjuna, he was a householder. He was a kshatriya. He had to fight in that situation. How could he become a yogi? Generally we think of a yogi as someone who performs very severe austerities and exercises. He leaves the world, he renounces the world. He lives in a cave. But Krishna told Arjuna to be a yogi. But then Krishna explained, who is the best of all yogis? Yoginam api sarvesham madgatein antaratmana shadhavan bhajate yomam samayuktatamo mata. Krishna told Arjuna, the best of all yogis is the one who is worships me, taking me into his heart with great faith. So Krishna's instruction is meant for all of us. Of course, the instruction to fight was specific for Arjuna. But the instruction to be a yogi, especially a bhakti yogi, that is for everyone. For Krishna, he spoke to Arjuna. Arjuna, he was married, he had four wives. So this bhakti yoga is meant for everyone. It's meant for sannyasis and grihastas and housewives. For children, like Dhruva, Prahlad, everyone can and should take to bhakti yoga. If someone like myself, coming from a very sinful background and sinful culture, can take to bhakti yoga, then certainly all of you can, should and must.
Bhakti
And the process is very easy. It begins with the tongue. Sevan mukhe hi jivado swayamev. Atha Sri Krishna namade na bhaved grahyam indriyai. Sevan mukhe hi jivado swayamev spurati adaha. This Krishna, we can't understand him through our gross material senses. But everything about him, his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, nam, gun, rup, leela, becomes revealed to someone who serves him beginning with the tongue. The tongue has two main functions. It is a karmendriya and a gyanendriya. So it is meant for speaking and for tasting. So by speaking, we should speak Harikatha Harinam, chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And we should use the tongue to taste Krishna prasada. And engage ourselves, bind body and words in the service of Krishna. We may say, well, why bother? I'm living my life quite happily. I have enough, every day I have enough rice on my plate. Why should I bother chanting Hare Krishna? This is a foolish way of thinking. That means that we're not really a human being at all. The dog is also satisfied. If a dog has enough food, he's satisfied. But we should be hungry for spiritual satisfaction. We should inquire. Atato brahma jignyasa. Human life is meant for inquiry into the ultimate truth. Why am I suffering in this material world? See, we're suffering repeated birth and death. So take up this Krishna consciousness. Those who are doing so, they can attest how they feel their life is so much more full and happy. There are several devotees here in Tiruchendur who are practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously. You speak with them, you ask them how they're feeling before and after. Sometimes in the newspapers you see photographs before and after. In the before photo they show a very fat woman, and in the after photo they show a very thin woman. Or in the before photo, they show a very dark woman, and in the after photo, they photoshop it and make a very fair-skinned woman. We can make a before and after series. Before was a very prosperous human being, next life, a dog. Before and after. This is the result of not taking to Krishna consciousness. And if you have before and after, someone in this world is chanting Hare Krishna, next life they go directly to the spiritual world. So please try to understand. This is a very auspicious day, the appearance of Bhagavad Gita, the manifestation of Bhagavad Gita. How many of you have this Bhagavad Gita Unmai Uravil in your home? Please raise your hand. Okay, so now all those who don't have it in their hand, all of those who don't have this Bhagavad Gita, you should raise your hand and we'll put one Bhagavad Gita Unmai Uravil in your hand. You should have this in your home. And if you already have this in your home, then you have to get a set of Srimad Bhagavatam also. And you have to read it also. How many have read this whole Bhagavad Gita as it is? Not just in your home, but who's read it completely? Alright. So please read these books. Chant Hare Krishna and make your life successful. Are there any questions, please? What is the meaning? It's calling out to Radha and Krishna. Please engage me in your service. It's just like a child calls out, Amma, Amma. What is the meaning? It's the cry of the child, please look after me, protect me. So we call out to Krishna, you come, pick me up. It's a cry of helplessness. I'm completely dependent on your mercy. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam vishamay bhavam buddhau kripaya tava pada pangaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he captured the mood of chanting Hare Krishna in this verse. That, oh Krishna, son of Nanda, I'm your eternal servant.
Oh Krishna,
but I've fallen into this terrible ocean of birth and death. You pick me up from this ocean of death and place me in the dust of your lotus feet. You have all come to attain peace. We should know in this material world there's no peace. Just like the frog is living very peacefully and the snake comes and gobbles him up. Practically, it's impossible in this Kali Yuga that there will be peace in the world. But even if somehow you could have peace in human society, still you have to die. So we should try to attain eternal peace. That means going to the place where there's no birth and death, that is the world of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives a universal peace formula. By which individually each person can attain peace. And by which nations and the whole world can attain peace. There are three points to understand. Bhuktaram yagya tapasam. Krishna is the enjoyer of all sacrifices and austerities. So that means all endeavors of human society, all the trouble that we take, instead of trying to enjoy it for ourselves, we should offer everything to Krishna. By trying to enjoy this material world, we become entangled within it. As long as we desire to enjoy this material world, we'll always be dissatisfied. And if we're dissatisfied, then it means we don't have peace in our mind. So the first point to attain peace is stop trying to enjoy this world and act as a servant of Krishna, offer everything to Krishna. Then the second point, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Krishna is the supreme controller of all the planets and the inhabitants thereof.
Guru
so instead of trying to control everything and thinking we can make this world a perfect place, just submit ourselves as servants of Krishna. Then the third point, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is the best friend of every living being. So if we know that we've got a very good friend, Krishna will protect us, then we feel safe. Otherwise we can't have peace. And if we understand that Krishna is the friend of all living beings, then we won't want to become an enemy of anyone, then we'll have peace. Therefore Krishna says, Gyatva Mang Shantim Richati. One who understands these three things, he attains peace. You'll find this verse at the end of the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada's purport beautifully illuminates it further. You see, many people say, well, I already have some Bhagavad Gita in my home. But practically the effect of reading this edition of Bhagavad Gita is different from other editions. Because Srila Prabhupada is a great pure devotee of Krishna, great Mahabhagavat. And he is empowered by Krishna to present the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita in a manner suitable for people of the modern world. So that even people like myself, with no background of this knowledge, we can also take up this teachings of Bhagavad Gita with full heart. So I'm again and again recommending you take this knowledge in your life, this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Now you might think, well, this sounds something like Christian preaching or communist preaching. We're trying to get more and more people in our group and build up some big group. But it's not exactly like that. We want you to experience in your own life the value of this knowledge. This is for your benefit. It's not that we're trying to build up some big group and then place ourselves as some big leader. Nothing like that. If you study this, then you'll understand what great benefit is that. So many people in India told me, after I read this Bhagavad Gita, I was happy and sad. I was very happy to get this life-changing, life-improving knowledge. But I was very sad that having taken birth in India, I never had this knowledge. I wasted so much of my life without this knowledge. So don't waste any more time. Every second, tick, 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 we're moving closer to death. Ayushakshana eko pi na labhyo swarna koti bihi. Every moment of time, you can't bring it back even for all the contraband black money in India. Now there's so much talk about all the black money. We're hearing about thousands of crores of black money. But if you bring all the black money in India, it can't bring back 1 second of your life. It's gone. So each moment should be utilized in the service of Krishna. Yeah. Any other question?
What's the difference between Mahabharata and Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, say it in Tamil.
Mahabharata and Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita appears as a section within Mahabharata. That's all. You should know this. See, or they teach the children in school things like Sachin Tendulkar's batting average, but they don't teach about what is Mahabharata and Ramayana. They teach all nonsense things. You better read it. Don't waste your human life. What's the difference? At school you study mathematics, huh? You also study Tamil. They're both subjects, but they're different also. So if I ask you what's the difference between mathematics and Tamil, what will you reply? Means anyone who asks such a question, they have no idea either what mathematics is nor what Tamil is. If you had any idea what they were, you wouldn't ask such a question. All right, I think everyone's fed up. They had enough spiritual topics for today. One thing, no one should leave without taking prasadam.